Sometimes I think that the principle of cleansing might be the most important principle of the body ecology diet. But then, when I think of each of the other six principles, there are several others that are maybe equally important. But certainly this principle, the principle of cleansing, is the most misunderstood. So I'm grateful for this chance to explain about cleansing in more detail. What is cleansing? A simple definition of cleansing might be the body's method of pushing out no longer needed substances, even poisonous substances, in order to maintain health. But really, cleansing is much more than this. Cleansing's a gift. When we lose our ability to cleanse, we start to die. The ability to push out toxins or rid itself of substances that are no longer needed or useful is a phenomenon that was embedded in the very creation of the human body. Cleansing is not something we have to think about. It just happens. We don't think about our hearts beating. We don't send thought waves to our hormones, telling them to communicate with each other. In their intricate, fascinating, and very complex way, they communicate constantly, no matter what we're doing. We could even be sound asleep or in the middle of a dream, and our hormones are busy at work. Fortunately, we don't have to coach our intestines to digest food. They just automatically do this the moment we even start to look at a piece of food. Saliva starts to be secreted in the mouth. Digestive enzymes start to be secreted in the stomach. So we are cleansing all the time, and it's not something we consciously control. And it's probably just as well that we can't consciously control cleansings, since most of us are so toxic today that cleansings have become painful. And since we're brainwashed on TV to stop the stuffy nose and the flu-like aching and the headaches, we aren't very stoic anymore. Many of us would probably choose not to cleanse. We'd become even more toxic, we'd age, and we'd die even earlier. So the point I'm trying to make is that cleansing is something that just happens in your body, and that we should not stop it from happening. Stopping a cleansing is a mistake, and in time leads to poor health and untimely death. If you'll take the time to reflect on this principle of cleansing, you'll realize it is a miraculous function. It's a gift. Since we're not taught that cleansing is essential to being healthy, our ignorance leads us to fear, and today we practice fear-based medicine. We see a rash appear on our skin and we think something's wrong with me. We get a headache or a runny nose, run a fever, or feel achy. We become afraid that something might be seriously wrong, and we end up in a doctor's office asking for drugs or even scheduled for surgery. Since we are not taught about cleansing, about how good they are for us, it's easy to manipulate us into buying lots of over-the-counter drugs. Here in America, we spend billions on drugs because we think we're sick, when in fact, we're simply cleansing. The pharmaceutical industry currently develops drugs that mostly suppress our cleansing symptoms, making us believe they are helping us when in fact their drugs are making us even more toxic. Drug companies make billions on our lack of understanding of this principle of cleansing. As time goes by, we really do become sick from the drugs or from the loss of organs that are removed by the surgeries. So cleansing is a very important concept to understand and to practice if we want to stay young and healthy. And by the way, commercials on TV portray an unrealistic ideal that we can be gorgeous and sexy, which most of us will never be, while they lure us into being fat and bloated with junk foods, really awful foods that are making us the fattest and the sickest nation in the world. We're brainwashed. We are never encouraged to cleanse and be happy about it. As a matter of fact, how many times has your best friend come up to you and said, "Oh, you've got a runny nose and a fever? Wow, that is so great. You're getting rid of some of those dangerous toxins that are making you so tired and depressed. Congratulations." Actually, cleansings usually don't feel very good. You feel tired, weak. You can even hurt. You might have a fever, even a low-grade chronic fever that comes and goes rather chronically because we are chronically toxic. Many of us are in a state of non-stop cleansing. Well, that's great that we still have the vitality to push out toxins, but it doesn't feel very good. A physical cleansing is simply the body pushing out toxins stored somewhere in the body, in your bones, in your brain, in your liver, in your lungs. actually in the cells of those organs. Today, unlike our ancestors who lived in more pure and simple and cleaner times, present-day toxins are most likely to be food preservatives, chemicals, pesticides and hormones, drugs, and metals like mercury, cadmium, aluminum, lead, even the dangerous toxins from the yeast infection growing systemically in your blood must be eliminated constantly. If your detoxification pathways are poor, you can look and feel pretty bad. So let's take a closer look at what a cleansing might look like. Here's my favorite example of a cleansing that is misunderstood and that leads to a very unfortunate set of consequences. If you're familiar with Body Ecology's work, you know that when a baby is born, his inner ecosystem is set into place at the moment he's entering this world. Colostrum gives him a boost of protective immunity, and then, step by step, a mucus bed is created on the walls of the intestines. Then microflora nestle into this bed of mucus, and they start to colonize. As the weeks go by and the microflora grow in vast numbers, the baby's immune system is established. At 6 weeks, and any mother who breastfeeds will verify this about almost 6 weeks to the day, her baby's cheeks will break out in a rash, his nose becomes stuffy, he's fussy, maybe feverish, has trouble nursing. Well, he's cleansing. His immune system has developed and is organized enough to have its first practice drill, so to speak, and it's going to start pushing out some of those many toxins he inherited when he was living in the uterus for the last 9 months. Unfortunately, his mom thinks he's sick and takes him to the doctor who gives the little guy his first antibiotic, and there goes his inner ecosystem. All the wonderful bacteria that had been growing inside his intestines for weeks, which also happens to be his immune system, and the stage is set for potential problems down the road, like autism. A pediatrician told me recently that today she expects to see a child have as many as 52 cleansings before he turns 2 years old. A very elderly and now retired doctor who was once a pediatrician told me that years ago when he was in practice, he never saw the numbers of children that doctors are seeing today. He was alarmed at how many sick children there are today and how often they come into a doctor's office. And he told me it wasn't like this years ago. Something is really going wrong. He didn't seem to be quite sure of what that something was. But here at Body Ecology, we know. We truly understand what's going wrong, and that is why we do the work we do, to teach these important principles to a world that seems to have forgotten them. Children today come into this world already bearing the burden of too many toxins. Their organs, especially their livers and their adrenals and their thyroids, are weak, so they lack the vitality to cleanse. With the children I'm working with that are autistic, I see detoxification pathways that are blocked, completely stuck. These autistic children have livers so congested and adrenals so weak that they don't have the vitality to push out the toxins in their body. And when they do cleanse, their parents think something's wrong, and they give them medicine, which, by the way, are full of sugar, and they are acid-forming, exactly the opposite of what these kids need at this time. Children today are also seriously undernourished, since their parents are, and they are harboring infections inherited from their parents, like fungal yeast infections, viral infections. They even have parasites. No one is teaching us about the critical importance of the inner ecosystem. So, the kids don't get one. Remember, that's their immune system. And one of the most important roles of the microflora living in this inner world, if they're there, is to keep our body clean and pure. Children today don't have a healthy inner ecosystem, and neither do their parents. No one does. We don't establish one at birth, and we don't maintain it by eating and drinking cultured or fermented foods every day. But here's the really great news about kids. Even though they have inherited toxins from upstream, meaning from their parents and grandparents, etc., and even though those toxins have been accumulating from the moment of conception, most of our children have inherited a vital energy. I like to call it seed power. It's a power given to us by whoever designed these bodies that our souls are living in that is literally driven to push out dangerous toxins so that health becomes the norm. In fact, our bodies were created to be healthy, and they strive to reach that state at all times. One of the questions I'm asked a lot is, when do you cleanse? Physically, we cleanse when the body has the ability to push out toxins. This means that we cleanse all the time if we're healthy enough to cleanse. So are you beginning to see that you have to be healthy to cleanse? It's really a gift to be able to push out these toxins. Sometimes we cleanse and we don't even know that it's happening. Inside, our cells are constantly cleansing themselves. When we urinate, we're cleansing. When fecal material exits through the colon, we're cleansing. When we sweat, we cleanse. Old salts, metals like mercury, can be eliminated by sweating. When a woman has her monthly cleansing and sheds the lining of the uterus, since it has built up but is no longer needed, this is another example of the body cleansing. When women stop cleansing in this way, they may want to take special precautions to find other ways to get toxins out of the body, or they'll become ill. Cancers like breast cancer and uterine tumors can form much more easily. A woman naturally has less energy to do busy work at this time, since her energy is going toward this monthly cleansing, but with less outward energy, she becomes more quiet and still and goes inward. And in this space, she's more receptive to the energies of the divine world. So, cleansing can be very powerful. We must learn to honor them when they come. And by the way, being quiet and still is very important when we're having a cleansing. It's necessary to build up energy so that the adrenals become stronger. The body can do its work of pushing out toxins and can focus on healing when there's lots of energy in the body. And we don't just cleanse physically, we also cleanse emotionally and spiritually as well. For example, when we have a really good cry, we're cleansing out feelings of sadness. It's important to do this. Those sad feelings, you don't want them to stay inside because they'll make you ill. If we accumulate spiritual impurities, those have to be cleaned out too. Traditionally, monks and spiritual teachers performed purification rituals to show their sense of sorrow for having accumulated spiritual impurities, like impure thoughts and actions. As long as we have the vitality to cleanse spiritually, emotionally, and physically, we'll stay well. When we lose this vitality to push out toxins, that's when we start to die. That's what we now are calling disease. Cleansing is something you want to be happening in your soul, in your emotional body, and in your physical body for the rest of your life. So now that we have a pretty good understanding of cleansing, what is a disease? To me, the word disease needs a closer look. Is there really such a thing? Or are we just lumping together a bunch of cleansing symptoms, making up a name for this particular grouping of symptoms and calling that a disease? Chronic fatigue, environmental illness, lupus. What's interesting about all three of these so-called diseases is that they are all conditions of the same underlying causes. A very toxic and dehydrated body that lacks essential nutrients. Infections, most often fungus and virus and bacteria. And now we're learning about strange new things like nanobacteria and mycoplasma. These infections are also in the body of people with these conditions. People with these conditions test for hormone imbalances too. And they usually have some emotional issues like sadness and guilt or fear holding them back from creating a happy life for themselves. Interestingly enough, I find that autism also has these same underlying problems. A question I often hear is how long do cleansings last? Well, it's hard to say. They can be short, just a few days. They can be ongoing and chronic and last for months and even years at a time. Toxins stored in a dense organ like the liver, where they've accumulated over a long time, even for years, will most likely have to cleanse for a long, long time. And the body won't let these toxins out all at once. If it did, this would kill us. They come out as quickly as they can, and you can help them get out more quickly. For example, when someone goes in for a session of colon hydrotherapy to cleanse and hydrate their large intestine, their liver, which eliminates toxins in the bile by dumping them into the colon, and the lymph system, also take the same opportunity to send out some more of their poisons that they're storing. It's really a must for cleansing the body. All the really effective natural healing programs of the past have recommended cleansing the colon. Most people today have a sluggish, dehydrated colon. When you put water into the large intestine, it softens the fecal material and it triggers peristalsis. Actually, it's kind of like exercising your colon and taking it out for a 3-mile hike, but hydrating it at the same time. The toxins leave as the water leaves. If you don't do colonics at the same time you're making nutritional changes, you're going to have die-off or cleansing reactions. Reactions are going to be much more serious than you'll have if you're cleansing your colon. Everybody thinks that colon cleansing is for the colon, but it's really for other organs in the body as well. Every single time you clean your colon, the liver and the gallbladder dump their toxins. You know the saying that all disease begins in the colon? You have to cleanse your colon first before you can cleanse the liver or the gallbladder. 60 to 70% of the lymph system is connected all throughout the colon. So when you clean the colon, you clean the lymph system. So colon cleansing is one example of how you can actively assist your body in becoming cleaner. And most people have a lot of bad bacteria, even pathogens in their gut. Now we have a product called Inner Echo Guard for helping to eliminate these pathogens in the very beginning of the program, the candida and the E. coli and so on. Good bacteria getting established in the colon help to keep the colon clean and help to keep the lymph system clean. If you follow the Body Ecology Diet and you do colon cleansing along with these nutritional changes, you're creating a way for the toxins to exit the body, and you're creating a new healthy world in the intestines. Cleansing of the colon is as vital as making the nutritional changes. They should really be done at the same time. Once the colon is cleansed and when beneficial bacteria and good yeast predominate, then you go from dysbiosis to symbiosis. The good bacteria keep the intestines, which is their world, cleansed, and then the rest of the body stays cleansed. The hepatic portal vein that comes down from the liver connects with the stomach, the spleen, the pancreas, and the large intestine, and the small intestine, and the rectum. When it gets toxic, the toxins enter all those organs, and this is how people get sick and eventually become diseased. When you do a colonic with a certified professional colon hydrotherapist, that means somebody certified by the International Association of Colon Hydrotherapists, there's no pain, there's no loss of dignity, there's no odor. The colon hydrotherapist creates a safe, private space for you to release into and let go. And you don't just release physical toxins, there's a lot of letting go of old emotions. This is really a profound therapy. It includes breathing and letting go of toxins deep within the cells and deep within the emotional body as well. So how about some other ways that we assist cleansing? Well, sweating during the summer months is one way nature has of helping us get rid of those toxins. Now, lots of us spend the entire summer in an air-conditioned building, so we're not getting the toxins out. Now, you can go into a far infrared sauna. That's something we highly recommend doing. And on our website, we have a listing of where you can even buy your own infrared sauna and sweat the toxins out in your own home. There are many supplements that help cleanse. All of the products on the Body Ecology Diet are designed to nourish and cleanse in some way. They play a key role in getting the body well. we don't believe in a large number of supplements. We're more food-based on the body ecology diet, but there are some supplements that are useful. Some we have in our line, and many I recommend that are available in your health food store. We have a product called Livamin that greatly assists in getting toxins out of the liver because it increases bile flow. You have to have an adequate bile flow for the toxins to come out of the liver. It even helps increase peristaltic movement and helps with constipation. Then we have beneficial microflora, ecobiotic. We have to have good bacteria in the intestines, but first and foremost, we recommend that you start making the young coconut kefir and the cultured vegetables using our starters. Those bacteria begin to colonize inside you. Then when you take a probiotic like the ecobiotic, it will really colonize. It will actually be hundreds of times greater if you're taking your probiotic with cultured foods than if you take it alone by itself. These are our cleansing foods, but then we of course have products like our Vitality Super Green, which is designed to heal the colon, nourish the colon, help heal that leaky gut, which is so very critical to do. We cover the subject of leaky gut on another CD. And we have a wonderful calcium that actually comes from the whey stream of dairy. Nariwa is a wonderful water from Japan. Nariwa, N-A-R-I-W-A, which means perfect balance. This kind of water has been permanently magnetized. Besides being great for helping overcome dehydration, Nariwa helps pull out toxins from the cells. A recent study using Nariwa with people who were undergoing chelation therapy is interesting. Half the people were given the Nariwa and the other half were given various other bottled waters. The people drinking the Nariwa had at least 80% more mercury in their urine than the other half that were drinking the various waters. And this is why we recommend Nariwa on the Body Ecology Protocol. We recommend it to the families with autistic children. We understand the critical need to cleanse these toxins from the body. And this water is a very useful tool for doing this. Another supplement that we love around here is Modafinil. It's an ocean vegetable extract. They take a large amount, say 40 kilos of the Modafinil, and they remove a lot of the fibers and materials that are not so valuable, and they concentrate this sea vegetable extract down to 1 kilo. So it's very concentrated, and it's very rich in minerals. It also has iodine, which is nourishing and helps support the thyroid. When the thyroid is up and running properly, this helps us create even more energy, and energy equals cleansing. Modafinil also helps to cleanse out mercury from the body. Foods, healthy foods, can cleanse. One of the ways they do this is they build up so much more energy in the body that when the body has energy, it just naturally cleanses. But we also have Body Ecology Raw. It's our version of the raw diet. We focus much more on cultured foods because many people can't digest raw vegetables. So Body Ecology Diet uses cultured vegetables that are much easier to digest. We also use cleansing foods like the young coconut kefir, and the cultured vegetables are quite cleansing too. Foods cleanse, and there are many ways to cleanse. We should be looking for the very best ways to cleanse because we all need cleansing. To keep the body healthy, we need to keep it pure and free of toxins. This means we must have a strong, vibrant, healthy inner ecosystem living in our intestines. The microflora play a key role in keeping our blood, our cells, and our organs clean and pure. We also need to feed and care for this inner world. We teach you how to do this the Body Ecology way. We must keep ourselves well stocked with nutrients like minerals and amino acids and fatty acids and vitamins and even those virtually unknown sugars called essential sugars like glucose, fructose, mannose, galactose, xylose. There are 8 essential glyconutrients found in foods that provide essential sugars to our body. And these are necessary for cell-to-cell communication and optimal immune response. So all of these nutrients are necessary, and they're abundant on the Body Ecology diet. We also have a wonderful probiotic called Ecobiotic. It's a very powerful probiotic. And when you put these kind of cultured foods into your body and you get the microflora growing inside of you, they begin the cleansing process, and then they help to keep the body pure and clean. If we clear up any infections in the body, if we stock up on vital nutrients, if we rid our cells of poisonous substances like mercury, we'll become well. But we cannot do any of these without a healthy inner ecosystem in place. Build a wonderful civilization of microflora in your intestines with cultured foods, and then your probiotics will work. Health just simply happens. That's what people mean when they say health is our birthright. It's what we have if and only if we follow the laws of nature. Unfortunately, we haven't been following nature's way, so we get what we're currently calling disease. Now, organs can wear out and just give up the battle for life. They can harbor so many pathogens and toxins that they become diseased. They can go for long periods of time, even years, still performing for us while never getting the nutrients they need. They adapt to operating with poor quality fuel sources, but in the long run, these precious organs of ours atrophy, they shrivel up, and they just give up the fight. When they're weak like this, the scavengers of nature, the viruses, the bacteria, and the fungus, and so on, overtake the organs because that's what they were created to do. Since we can't see inside our bodies and notice that our organs have atrophied or are covered in fungus, or are harboring infected mucus, for example, we assume that all is well until a symptom or a whole bunch of symptoms begin to show up. Then we become concerned. We fear something's wrong, maybe that we have cancer, maybe that it's our turn to die. Disease is the result of not caring for our bodies properly, and it's certain to occur when we suppress cleansings. When we let those toxins build up inside of us, we become diseased. The Body Ecology diet is a cleansing diet, so expect cleansing. They absolutely will come. Oh, and by the way, the earth cleanses itself too. We humans have been living here on this earth for some time now, polluting it. Our air is toxic, the waters are toxic all over the planet. Even the animals and humans living on the earth, and they're dying and decomposing toxins into the earth. All of this makes the earth in need of a heavy-duty cleansing, so expect something to happen. It's unavoidable. All of nature cleanses, and this is why it stays here over millions of years. It has the ability to cleanse and renew itself. It perpetually cleanses itself. Welcome the rain and the strange weather patterns, the unusually cold temperatures. Nature, too, is trying to purify. If she doesn't do this in increments, step by step, then we'll have to have a huge cleansing, and we may not be here after it happens. One of the reasons I do what I do is because of my concern for our children. Our children today are basically really in trouble. They may look adorable on the outside, but inside, they're weak and toxic. The scavengers of nature, the fungus and the viruses and so on, will see our children as fertile ground. Unless we change things for them, and we adults have this responsibility to do this, they certainly can't do it for themselves. If we don't change things, they will have short and miserable lifespans. Many of our children will not be allowed to reproduce. Unfortunately, some will, and their children will be born with serious genetic problems, like we're starting to see so clearly in the animal kingdom today, especially the frogs. Have you seen the pictures of the frogs? They have tiny, spooky white legs where their penises should be. They have 5 and 6 legs growing out from a hip bone. They have cyclops eyes. What are we going to do when these kind of children are born? How will society take care of them? All of this is avoidable by following the body ecology way. What I really want you to remember most of all from my talk here today is that cleansing is a gift. It's a miraculous power, and we must learn to welcome it, not stop it.